can the Kinect detect differences between proper and improper wheelchair transfer techniques? Lin Wei, Hyun W. Ka, Chung Ting Tsai, and Alicia M. Kuhn's Human Engineering Research Laboratories, VA Pittsburgh Healthcare System, University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206, USA Department of Rehabilitation Science and Technology, University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15260, USA. Abstract: improper transfer technique predisposes wheelchair users to upper limb joint pain and injuries. The purpose of the current study is to investigate if the Kinect can distinguish between proper and improper transfer techniques. 9 full-time wheelchair users performed sitting pivot transfers, and the quality of their transfer was scored using the Transfer Assessment Instrument, TAI. 7 unimpaired subjects were also asked to perform 4 different types of improper transfer techniques that were compared to a proper TAI-based technique. Upper extremities and trunk motion during the transfer trials were measured in both groups using the Kinect. Larger angles of trunk flexion, P equals 0.02, shoulder elevation, P less than 0.06, and larger head-hip relative velocity, P equals 0.02, and acceleration, P equals 0.06, were detected when the subjects performed head-hip relationships correctly. The Kinect was also able to delineate between correct and incorrect arm positions, P ranges from 0.02 to 0.09. The results suggest the Kinect may be used as a tool to help wheelchair users and therapists assess and train proper transfer techniques. Introduction: in the United States, there were approximately 276,000 persons with spinal cord injury, SCI, in 2013, and 12,500 new cases occur each year. Annual Statistical Report, Facts and Figures at a Glance, 2015. Persons with lower limb paralysis rely on their upper extremities to lift and transfer their body for the completion of activities of daily living, ADLs, Fleestuer, Van Landuijk, and Van der Wouwde, 2012. A full-time wheelchair user will perform on average 14 to 18 transfers per day, Finley, McQuaid, and Rogers, 2005. During the performance of transfers, the wheelchair user often applies excessive loads on their arms. Using incorrect transfer skills may further predispose wheelchair users to developing upper limb pain and overuse-related injuries, such as rotator cuff tears and carpal tunnel syndrome, Balian, Cardenas, and Gerard, 1999, Paralyzed Veterans of America Consortium for Spinal Cord, 2005, Van Drongelen et al., 2006, that greatly reduce quality of life, independence and societal participation, Gerhard, Bergstrom, Charlevieux, Mentor, and Wittenek, 1993, Lundqvist, Siostein, Blomstrand, Lind, and Sullivan, 1991, Rintala, Laubser, Castro, Hart, and Fuhrer, 1998. The Transfer Assessment Instrument, TAI, was developed to evaluate the quality of sitting pivot wheelchair transfer techniques and identify any deficits in component skills, McClure, Boninger, Ozawa, and Kuntz, 2011, Tsai, Rice, Polmer, Boninger, and Kuntz, 2013. Higher scores on the TAI, e.g. using better hand arm and trunk positions to perform transfers, translate to less mechanical loading on the upper extremities joints, Tsai, Hagebaum, Boninger, and Kuntz, 2014. The TAI measures many different components of a transfer, including proper setup of the wheelchair and body positioning during transfers. The two components selected for this study, items 9 and 12, were chosen because they are two of most common deficiencies observed in wheelchair transfer technique, and they are directly related to the movement patterns observed during the transfer, Kuntz, Kankapati, Lin, Cooper, and Boninger, 2011. Item 9 on the TAI, which checks if a hand grip is utilized correctly by the leading arm, can be given a no score if no hand grip is outside of the base of support or if the hand is fisted or placed with fingers fully extended on the surface. Reaching for a hand grip that is outside of one's base of support will result in undesirable arm positions, e.g. highly elevated and or overextended shoulder. The second set of criteria ensures that the hand is placed properly on the surface, e.g. fingers are gripping the surface. The Kinect, released by Microsoft in 2010, is a low-cost, portable, and markerless video gaming sensor and an accessory for the Xbox gaming system to track the movement of a player. Recently, it has been used to track upper and lower body motions in several rehabilitation applications. R.A. Clark, Bois, Bryant, and Hunt, 2013, Ross A. Clark et al., 2015, Kislev, Hessner, Gaversen, and Steinhagen-Thiessen, 2015. It consists of an infrared, IR, light projector, an IR camera, a RGB video camera, and microphones. The Kinect sensor, V1.8, detects and records the body surface with depth and RGB data recorded from the cameras, then applies an algorithm of triangulation to automatically identify the location of joint centers of the body in the 3D space. In 2014, Microsoft released a new version of Kinect for Xbox One with wide-angle time-of-flight camera and improved resolution for the traditional camera. Compared to Kinect V1.8, the Kinect for Xbox One can identify 25 joint centers, compared to 20 from the V1.8, and Kinect has faster processor and 60% wider field of vision. The purpose of this study is to determine if Microsoft Kinect can distinguish between proper and improper transfer techniques in unimpaired subjects, UIs, who were trained to perform proper and certain improper techniques, and a SCI cohort, who perform transfers using their natural methods. For the wheelchair users, WCUs with SCI, we hypothesize that smaller peak angles of the plane of elevation and shoulder, POE, shoulder elevation, elbow flexion, and wrist extension would be detected by the Kinect for WCUs who put their leading arm in proper positions during transfer as determined by the TAI score. We also hypothesize that smaller angles trunk and thigh, subjects flexed more and larger velocities and accelerations of the head relative to the hips would be detected when the WCUs used a head-hip relationship to transfer in accordance with the TAI principles. For the UIs, we hypothesize that Kinect could detect differences in these same motion variables between a proper TAI transfer and four different improper transfer motions. The findings will be used to guide the development of a transfer technique assessment and coaching system that can be used in a clinical setting. Methods participation. The study was approved by the Department of Veterans Affairs Institutional Review Board. All testing occurred at the Human Engineering Research Laboratories in Pittsburgh, PA. For the WCUs, each subject met the following inclusion criteria: 1. Older than 18 years old, 2. 1 year after injury or diagnosis, 3. Use a wheelchair for at least 40 hours a week, and 4. Unable to stand up without support. The exclusion criteria were: 1. Pressure sores within the past year, 2. History of angina or seizures. For the UIs, the inclusion criteria were: 1. Older than 18 years old, and 2. Able to perform transfers independently without assistance. Testing protocol. WCUs Table 1. Joint centers defined by two Kinect sensors to calculate the body segment vectors. https://msdn.microsoft.com/end-us/library/jj131025.aspects. https://msdn.microsoft.com/end-us/library/microsoft.kinect.joint-type.aspects. Body segment vectors. Kinect V1.8. Kinect for Xbox One. Trunk. Shoulder center. Hip center, spine shoulder spine base shoulder center shoulder left, spine shoulder left upper arm, shoulder left forearm, elbow left wrist left hand left wrist left thigh, knee left hip left. Subjects were asked to naturally position themselves next to a bench, and perform up to 5 trials of level height bench transfer in their natural way. They were provided an opportunity to adjust their wheelchair position and familiarize themselves with the setup prior to data collection. Subjects had time to rest in between trials, and additional rest was provided as needed. During each transfer, up to 2 study clinicians independently observed and scored each subject's transfer skills using the TAI. The same 2 clinicians evaluated all of the participants in the study. Both were physical therapists who were trained to use the TAI before the study started. The trials were recorded using the Kinect V1.8 because the current version of Kinect for Xbox One was not available yet during the testing period. Testing protocol. UIs. Before the trials, the subjects were trained how to perform proper transfer techniques in accordance with TAI principles, Rice et al. 2013. After the training and practice period, the subjects performed proper transfers to a level height bench, ST. Then the subjects were asked to perform 4 types of improper transfer motions. Placing leading arms behind, posterior to the trunk, BAK, placing the leading arm outside the base of support, FAR, using a clenched fist on the leading hand, FIST, and keeping trunk upright, TU, during transfer. Each proper and improper transfer was performed 5 times for 1 subject. These trials were recorded using the latest Kinect sensor for Xbox One with a Windows adapter. Microsoft Kinect Motion Sensor. The Kinect sensor was mounted on a tripod and placed 2 meters in front of the subjects, 70 centimeters above the floor and centered between the transfer surface and where the subjects placed their wheelchairs. A graphical user interface was programmed in C# using Visual Studio 2012.NET Framework 4.0. and the Kinect for Windows SDK to collect the 3D joint center position data in a Cartesian coordinate system from the Kinect system. The joint motions of the leading arm and trunk were calculated based on the approaches defined by the Standardization and Terminology Committee, SDC, of the ISB, Wu et al. 2005. Body segment vectors were defined using the joint centers from the Kinect. Different joint centers were available to use for each Kinect system, Table 1. These joint center positions were acquired at 30 Hz sampling frequency for both Kinect systems. The joint motion angles were defined as the angles between the 2 body segment vectors, Table 2. Table 2. Vectors for the joint motion angle calculation. The POE is defined as angle between the vectors of trunk anterior and upper arm projected on the transverse plane *. The trunk anterior vector is normal to the coronal plane in anterior direction calculated by the cross product between the truck and shoulder vector. Joint motion angle. Vectors for angle calculation. Shoulder POE *. Trunk anterior *. Upper arm. Shoulder elevation. Trunk, upper arm. Elbow flexion, upper arm, forearm. Wrist extension, forearm, wrist. Trunk, trunk. Thigh the head hip relationship is a technique that can make the transfer easier to perform. This technique involves leaning the trunk forward towards the target and then lifting the body and twisting the buttocks to the target. Ideally, the head and hips are moving in opposite directions. The hip is moving towards the target and the head is slightly moving away from the target. Thus, we hypothesize that the Kinect can determine if a subject is not using the head-hip relationship by using a larger angle between the thighs and shoulders and a lower head-hip relative velocity acceleration compared to those who performed the relationship. The head-hip relative velocity and acceleration was defined as the velocity acceleration of the head relative to the hip. The velocity vector was calculated by the joint centers of head and hip center in Kinect V1.8 as well as head and spine base in Kinect for Xbox One. Data analysis descriptive statistics, means and standard deviations SD were calculated for each variable. Average, maximum, minimum, and ranges of motion ROM for angles of shoulder POE, shoulder elevation, elbow flexion, wrist extension, and trunk, as well as maximum head-hip relative velocity and acceleration were computed for each transfer trial. These kinematic variables were averaged over the 5 transfer trials performed within each transfer condition. All the statistical analyses were performed in SPSS 21, IBM Incorporated, Chicago, IL. WCU's group. Subjects were sorted into a proper and improper group based on the yes-no response on the TAI items. For the leading arm position, TAI Part 1, Item 9, TAI 19, if no hand grip is available or outside the individual's base of support, the hand should be placed flat on the transfer surface was applied. For the head-hip relationship, TAI Part 1, Item 12, TAI 112, head-hip relationship is used, was applied. Mann-Whitney test was used to compare the kinematic variables between the proper and improper transfer groups on TAI items 19 and TAI 112. UI's group. A paired T-test was used to compare the kinematic variables between each improper type of transfers, back, far, fist, and TU, to the proper ST transfer. The level of significance was set to 0.1. Results: participants 9 male WCUs participated in this study. 5 subjects had SCI, 1 had double above knee amputation, 1 had muscular dystrophy, 1 had osteogenesis imperfecta, and 1 had myelopathy. Leading arm position WCUs who did not position their leading arm properly, N equals 4, applied larger average and minimum elbow flexion angles, and smaller average and minimum wrist extension angles compared to those who positioned their leading arm properly, N equals 5. Table 3. For the UIs, the Kinect detected larger average, maximum, and minimum angles of shoulder POE, P less than 0.09 in BAK, larger average and minimum angle of shoulder elevation in FAR, and larger average, maximum, and minimum elbow flexion angle and fist when compared to using the proper TAI technique, ST. Head-hip relationship WCUs who properly applied the head-hip relationship, N equals 7, had larger average, maximum, and minimum angles of shoulder elevation, and smaller average and minimum trunk angles. Subject flexed more compared to those who did not use the head-hip relationship, N equals 2. Table 4. For the UIs, the Kinect detected larger average, P equals 0.02, ROM, P equals 0.06, and maximum angles, P equals 0.02 of shoulder elevation, smaller average, maximum, minimum, and larger ROM of the trunk angle, P equals 0.02, subject flexed more, higher average and maximum head-hip relative velocity, and higher average and minimum acceleration for the proper TAI technique, e.g. which incorporates the head-hips relationship compared to their TU transfer. Discussion: our study shows that the earlier Kinect V1.8 demonstrated the ability to distinguish proper from improper transfer technique in SCI cohort. The results showed that the WCUs who scored a no on item 9 applied larger average and minimum of elbow flexion, and smaller average and minimum wrist extension compared to WCUs who scored a yes. These results are promising and suggest that the Kinect can provide some general indication that hand grip used is appropriate or inappropriate. As a next step, we further examined the sensitivity of the Kinect for detecting different lead arm positions and hand grips by training a group of UIs to specifically perform improper techniques that are commonly observed in practice. Placing leading hand posterior to the trunk, BAK, placing leading hand far away from the trunk, FAR, and using a clenched fist on the leading hand, fist. In this analysis, Kinect detected larger angles of shoulder POE, P less than 0.09 in BAK, shoulder elevation angles in FAR, and elbow angles in fist compared to the proper TAI transfer. These results demonstrate that the Kinect for Xbox One has the ability to measure differences between proper and improper techniques in the shoulder and the elbow joint motions. The wrist angle measured by the Kinect for Xbox One showed no significant difference. One possible reason could be that the Kinect sensor has difficulty to identify the joint centers when the subject's hand is in contact with an object or surface. These results suggest that it might be possible for Kinect to delineate quality of shoulder and elbow motions distinctively for transfer assessment and be used to support a future coaching tool. The WCUs who performed the head-hips technique correctly showed the expected decreases in the trunk angles that indicate that the subject flexed their trunk more than those who did not perform the head-hips relationship. They also showed increases in shoulder elevation angles, implying that shoulder elevation motion could also be a factor in detecting the head-hip relationship. However, a larger relative acceleration was measured in the improper group. It may be due to small sample size and the lower reliability of sensor in detecting the lower body section of Kinect V1.8 for a seated individual, Zhu and McGorry, 2015. The result shows that the new Kinect measured significant differences, p less than 0.06, between ST, proper, and TU, improper, head-hips relationship for the shoulder elevation angle, trunk flexion angle, and head-hip relative velocity acceleration. These variables could be factors to evaluate the quality of trunk motion during transfer skills. The greater differences found for the UI group for the head-hips relationship may be due to a greater distinction between the ST and TU transfers motions, or that the new Kinect is better at measuring these differences. This finding supports the need for future studies with the new Kinect and the WCU cohort. Conclusions: the results demonstrate that Microsoft Kinect demonstrates the ability to distinguish between proper and improper transfer techniques by the joint motions measured for the upper extremities and trunk. The results provide evidence to support the potential feasibility of the Kinect to be used in a coaching system that assesses, trains, and provides corrective feedback to improve the quality of transfer technique. Acknowledgements: the project was funded by VA Rehab R&T Services, project number B71491, and Pitt Innovation Seed Funds. This material is based upon work supported by the Department of Veterans Affairs, A4489R, and the National Science Foundation, project DEC05523551. References: Annual Statistical Report, Facts and Figures at a Glance, 2015, retrieved from https://www.nscisc.uab.edu/reports/aspects. Clark, R. A. Bois, Y. H. Oliveira, C. C. Bauer, K. J. Thylerija, S. McGow, R. Mentiplay, A. B. F. 2015. Reliability and Concurrent Validity of the Microsoft Xbox One Kinect for Assessment of Standing Balance and Postural Control. Gait Posture, 42-2, 210-213. Clark, R. A. Bois, Y. H. Bryant, A. L. and Hunt, M. A. 2013. Validity of the Microsoft Kinect for providing lateral trunk lean feedback during gait retraining. Gait Posture, 38.4, 1064-1066. DLEN/J.Gatepost.2013.03.029-DLEN/M/Cardenas/D.D. and Gerard/B. 1999. Upper extremity pain after spinal cord injury. Spinal cord, 37.3, 191-195. Finlay, M. A. McQuaid, K. J. and Rogers, M. M. 2005. Scapular kinematics during transfers in manual wheelchair users with and without shoulder impingement. Clin Biomech, Bristol, Avon. 21, 32-40. DOI:10.1016/J.CLINBIOMECH.2004.06.011. Fleestuer, O. Van Landuijk, Y. C. and Van der Wouwde, L. H. 2012. Most Essential Wheeled Mobility Skills for Daily Life, an international survey among Paralympic wheelchair athletes with spinal cord injury. Archfiz Med Rehabil, 93-4, 629-635. DOI:10.1016/j.apmr.2011.11.017 Gerhard, K. A. Bergstrom, E. Charlie Few, S. W. Mentor, R. R. and Wittenek, G. G. 1993. Long-term spinal cord injury. Functional changes over time. Archfies Med Rehabil, 7410-1030-1034. Kislev, J. Hessner, M. Goverson, M. and Steinhagen Thiessen, E. 2015. Implementation of a home-based interactive training system for fall prevention. Requirements and challenges. J. Gerontalners, 41.1.1419. DOI:10.3928/0098913420141201-01. Kuntz, A. M. Kankapati, P. Lin, Y. S. Cooper, R. A. and Boninger, M. L. 2011. Upper limb kinetic analysis of three sitting pivot wheelchair transfer techniques. Clin Biomech, Bristol, Avon, 26 9 923 929. Lundqvist, C. Seosteen, A. Blomstrand, C. Lind, B. and Sullivan, M. 1991. Spinal cord injuries. Clinical, functional, and emotional status. Spine, 16-1-78-83. McClure, L. A. Boninger, M. L. Ozawa, H. and Kuntz, A. 2011. Reliability and validity analysis of the transfer assessment instrument. Archfies Med Rehabil, 92.3-499-508. DOI:10.1016/j.apmr.2010.07.231 Paralyzed Veterans of America Consortium for Spinal Cord, M. 2005. Preservation of Upper Limb Function Following Spinal Cord Injury. A Clinical Practice Guideline for Healthcare Professionals. J. Spinal Cord Med. 28.5-434-470. Rice, L. A. Smith, I. Kelleher, A. R. Greenwald, K. Holmer, C. and Boninger, M. L. 2013. Impact of the Clinical Practice Guideline for Preservation of Upper Limb Function on Transfer Skills of Persons with Acute Spinal Cord Injury. Archfies Med Rehabil, 94.7-1230-1246. DOI:10.1016/j.apmr.2013.03.008 Rintala, D. H. Laubser, P. G. Castro, J. Hart, K. A. and Fuhrer, M. J. 1998. Chronic pain in a community-based sample of men with spinal cord injury. Prevalence, severity, and relationship with impairment, disability, handicap, and subjective well-being. Archfies Med Rehabil, 79.6-604-614. Tsai, C. Y. Haugeboom, N. S. Boninger, M. L. and Kuntz, A. M. 2014. The relationship between independent transfer skills and upper limb kinetics in wheelchair users. Biomed Res. Int. 2014, 984,526. DOI:10.1155/2014/984526. Tsai, C. Y. Rice, L. A. Holmer, C. Boninger, M. L. and Kuntz, A. M. 2013. Basic psychometric properties of the transfer assessment instrument, version 3.0. Archfies Med Rehabil, 94 12 2456 2464 DOI 10.1016/j.apmr.2013.05.001 Van Drongelen S. De Groot S. Viger H. E. Engnot E. L. Dahlmeier A. J. Post M. W. and Van der Wouwde L. H. 2006. Upper extremity musculoskeletal pain during and after rehabilitation in wheelchair using persons with a spinal cord injury. Spinal cord 44 3 150 to 159. DOI 10.1038/sj.sc.310186 Wu G. Van der Helm F. C. Viger H. E. Maxis M. Van Roy, P. Anglin, C. International Society of, B. 2005. ISB Recommendation on Definitions of Joint Coordinate Systems of Various Joints for the Reporting of Human Joint Motion. Part 2, Shoulder, Elbow, Wrist and Hand. J. Biomech, 38-5, 981-992. Zhu, X., and McGorry, R. W. 2015. The validity of the first and second generation Microsoft Kinect for identifying joint center locations during static postures. Apple Erklin, 49-4754. DOI 10.1016/j.apergo.2015.01.005.